is a great state. The great state of Arizona. And so what we do, that fella just called in, just moved here from Seattle, or just trying to move here from Seattle, he's got to get to RosieOnTheHouse.com and register for an Arizona staycation. Sponsored
get to
by
know the state.
Sponsored by Sanderson Ford. Here's how it works. RosieOnTheHouse.com, right on the homepage, you'll see a tile icon, Sanderson Ford Staycation. Click on there and register. Every month we pick a winner, and here's how it works. You call Sanderson Ford and say, hey, what do you got in the demo lot there? And it's a big demo lot. There's a lot of cars there. And you get to pick whatever car they have in the demo lot, and you get to take it on a vacation in Arizona. Now, that's not all. We pay for the gas. We find out where you want to go, and we work with our friends at Arizona Highways and Arizona Office of Tourism, and we swing a couple deals here, and we swing a couple deals there, sweet talk a couple lodging hotel partners into rooms. We try and get you some meals rounded up, and it is an entire 2 or 3 day. We're not stingy. You want to stay 4 days? We've had people stay 4 days. We had a vet go up to Buck Springs Resort in Pine Top with his new bride. And I think they stayed almost a week. That's okay. Let us know what we can do for you. We'll swing every deal we can. Rose is our recent winner. She's on the road this weekend. Went by Sanderson Ford. And she wanted to do some biking in the cool country. So she needed something to put her bike in. She rounded up one of them brand new F-150s. And she hit the road, headed to Flagstaff. Mike had to run out to the Arizona Cactus Company.
I actually was wondering if I should have picked up one of your trucks before I went over there. The size of that basket of candy. Man, I could barely get it in my back seat. I couldn't believe it when he walked out.
Everything about the Arizona staycation is about Arizona. So you get this ginormous basket from the Arizona Cactus Company. And you know what? They just bought Grandma Coyote's Specialties, which is gourmet, diabetic-friendly barbecue sauces.
Huh.
Yummy.
Grandma Coyote.
Such a thing. And it's not just candy. I was looking in the bag.
That's
there
right.
was pistachios.
Yeah.
There was a lot of different things.
Locally owned and operated. And then she's going to get to Flagstaff, and she's going to check into the Best Western Pony Soldier Inn and Suites right there on Highway 66, close to a lot of great restaurants just east of downtown Flagstaff. So she's got the whole weekend to do some cool country mountain biking, and we've set the whole deal up for us. So we'd like to thank Best Western Pony Soldier Inn of Flagstaff. Check them out. They've got big, big rooms. It is a 100% smoke-free hotel, complimentary breakfast, complimentary newspaper, indoor pool, hot tub, whirlpool, free Wi-Fi, fax service 24 hours, right there on Route 66.
And you know, Rose, you don't have to miss Rosie on the House. As you're going north on 17, you get to do it. You can catch KQ&A. You get towards Sedona, switch over to Chasm. You get up to Flagstaff, turn it over to Calf Country.
And you covered,
Flagstaff,
baby.
If she's doing some bike riding and she's there on 66, it's kind of funny because you take a car for a staycation. Well, that's the perfect town. She's not going to have to move that truck again until she comes back. She's
going
to be able
to
ride anywhere she wants to go. It is a bike-friendly town.
It is.
Lock it up. Hit a microbrewery for supper.
Well, as we get back to the callers, I want to announce the new staycation winner this week is Rebecca Terry from Glendale. So we'll be contacting Rebecca and having her work out the details of her Arizona staycation. It costs you nothing, and you get to see Arizona. And if you're new to Arizona, nobody knows more about Arizona than moi. I will put your staycation together.
No matter out what, Marshall Trimble if he calls.
No matter where you want to go or what you want to see, if you're confused on where to go, you just call me, and I'll set you up. Let's go.
All right, Don and Mesa, welcome to the program. As we bring him in, that opens the line for you at 1-888-767-4348. Mike Bensel is here from The Mighty Electrician. We'll be talking electrical in the next hour. But right now, Don.
The do's and the don'ts of electrical systems at your house. Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, I own a block wall around my house.
Okay.
And two of my neighbors have plugged the flood control blocks on the bottom. I was wondering if there's anything, is that legal or?
No, it's really not. You're not allowed to stop surface water drainage from entering. You're supposed to be able to contain whatever drops from the sky on your property, technically speaking. How old is the subdivision?
It's a Dreamland. It's 750, 70.
Okay.
1970.
And you're in the town of
Mesa.
I would reach out to the Mesa Building Department and visit with them about that as to what their interpretation is going to be. It happened much later than the 70s, late 80s, 90s. Every city decided, look, whatever falls from the sky, we'd like you to contain it on your property, not even to pass it on to the street and reduce street frontage. So at that point, the master plan communities, the subdivisions, the developments all had to start creating these retention ponds and these dry wells. When we regraded the property that I sit on at my house, we over-excavated down 2.5 feet deep, and then we filled the whole thing with sand and made a sand volleyball court out of it. Well, that's my retention pit. That's where all my water drains to. So get with City of Mesa. That shouldn't be legal. It shouldn't be right, but I don't know if you actually have the legal authority to demand it be removed. Mesa can tell you.
Yeah, we appreciate the call. It's kind of a development problem, I think, that.
Well, in that 70s and 80s, and then the neighbor landscapes and closes it up, and then no matter what they did back then, it doesn't matter because they're changing it.
As the city continued to sprawl, they realized that they didn't have adequate drainage for all of this, so now it became the homeowner's responsibility to retain it, and they built that into the subdivisions by what you were saying, those big drywall and catchments.
Y'all stay tuned. We're talking electric at your house next hour.
Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher.